It's a good morning. I woke up. I was up at 3 in the morning this morning. Working on various things. I added the beginnings of a couple of blog posts. What else did I do? I read Doctrine and Covenants 76. I find the dissect. This is about this, so this is a whole bunch of stuff about this. Thing isn't the way I like to approach it. I want to just go ahead and read the thing, 100-some-odd verses of it, and come to my own conclusions about what it's trying to say. I'm a jerk. I tell people I'm a jerk all the time. If they don't believe me, they're just not paying attention. And somebody tells and the great religion of our age is don't make anybody feel bad. Jesus was talking to me about patience. And I was saying, you know, sometimes I don't think patience is a good virtue. I don't think you should be too patient with your children. I think your children need to know how you feel. They need to know how you feel pretty quickly after they've made you feel that way. Or after you've begun to feel that way because of something they've done. There, that's how you're supposed to do it. Other people don't make you do anything. You let yourself do something. I'm about ready to hawk and spit that kind of stuff out. Anyway, been told to be patient with people getting used to discussions. And I'm going, well, in my experience, people aren't going to change unless you put pressure on them. And if a certain amount of pressure doesn't make them change, then what's often required is more pressure. So I don't think they take it seriously. Now, I tell you honestly, if you're not studying the scriptures in your home, personally, you're not going to make it. And if that sounds cruel and nasty, and you go, well, you know, and teachers, I'm sure, will say, but people don't discuss it. And you go, people don't discuss it because they haven't read it. They haven't inculcated any of it. It's just a thing. Remember when everybody said, we're going to read the Book of Mormon, and you're going to get done by December 31st. And I guess it was a study on the virtue of sounding out the words very quickly or for a long time. I said, you know, I guess that's got some virtue. It is a first year beginning. You can drive to Clovis in first year. Or you can walk to Clovis. Yeah, that's something. Boy, that's a bad analogy. Anyway, we try to inculcate a certain matter. I really tell everybody that I don't keep up with come follow me. The family does, and we just go through the motions, because if we do anything more than go through the motion, Matt gets upset because he's a checkbox guy and he wants to get this over with and get on to other things that we do. So I have to do it in the morning. I cannot wake up Lisa early. My wife will walk out on me in 5 seconds if I don't allow her at least 8 hours of sleep. her normal sleeping time was between 10 and 12. Amazing. I can't do that. Round about 6 hours, my sleep is done. Anyway, there's no time to do this. I'm allowed whatever kind comes before like 7 in the morning, which is probably too late. And that's usually insufficient time for me to share or to talk about, to ruminate. That's what I normally do, is ruminate. Although I try to be even-handed, I doubt very seriously I get there. Anyway, Section 76, one entire part of it, it is a series of visions. And the long part, at the very beginning, mostly a vision that has to do with outer darkness and those who get themselves there. And I'm not going to be surprised if the mindset around all those visions is information you need to know if you're a screw-up. It talks a little bit about celestial and terrestrial. Talks more about terrestrial. It seems to talk a lot about celestial. I finally understood that this whole thing about mansions is a reference to the celestial kingdom. There's going to be a lot of mansions. In fact, there's going to be a lot of worlds because there's going to be a lot of people. And it mentions that I forgot my thought. It's gone. Oh, it mentions, I think at least twice, that the celestial kingdom is far better than this earth upon which we live. And I think it's the Lord trying to teach that if all you want is the kind of life that you have down here, and you're putting forth no particular effort toward obedience, it does say that everybody in the celestial kingdom will bend the knee and will acknowledge Christ. So there's something. You're going to have to acknowledge Christ at some point. Don't think you have to do it till later, particularly. There's just some interesting little tidbits out of it. I remember us reading in, I think it was the end of 1st Nephi. Could have been the end of 2nd Nephi. Don't remember which book of Nephi it is. But writer goes to task on telling you to straighten up. Straighten up, straighten up, straighten up. Right? I said, you know what? Whoever wrote this was a crappy manager. Because all I've learned from management is that you should say a couple of good things before you say anything critical, bad, tough. And the writer at that point, whether it's Nephi or Jacob, his brother, doesn't do that. He goes straight for the hard stuff. What's going to happen to you if you don't listen, if you don't do what I've written about? Bad things are going to happen. Here they are. Here's the bad things. Except you repent. So, anyway, Of course, I'm thinking a whole lot about teacher council coming up and how I wanted to approach it. And something came to mind that said, you know, you really need to let these guys know that you're going to encourage participants to thwart your efforts to give a lesson. This is to, please don't give lessons. Don't prepare them, because if you spend a lot of time preparing them, get all this thing set up, and then you can't use, and then you and discussion goes in another direction and never comes back and does not go where you would want it to go, because you're going to get angry, resentful. And I'm trying to think a lot of that. I want to be the people, the person that you say, you know, if Nemo didn't come to my class, I'd be so happy. Well, good. Good. Fantastic. I'm doing my job. But I'm trying to get you to do discussions, not lessons. Lessons get done at home. Please use that preparation, all that stuff, for the benefit of your family. Because I'm going to do my best to make sure that you don't get to present it, and I'm going to encourage others, which don't really need much encouragement, to do the same thing. I want Tim Thompson to tell more body jokes. One. Well, I want to tell one body joke. I want Carol Gerard to return from the dead and remind you again that faith without works is dead. Because I don't think you were listening to her. And you needed to. She had to repeat herself a lot. That was her comment. You know the great part is? If we're having a bit of a dispute, you know that this is going somewhere. What should we do? What should you do as a discussion leader? Tell everybody to go home and think about it. Go home and pray about it. Go home and read about it. Please read scriptures. Please read prophets and apostles. Do not leave it in the hands of a YouTube seminary teacher. And go. And go. Let's just take the word of a YouTube seminary teacher. It's your house. How credentialed they are. Scientists are wrong on a regular basis. Go this horse. I sometimes disagree with apostles. Now, I'm not excited about doing that without some scripture reading and some prayer. I'm not going out and saying who. I'm not going out and saying under what circumstance. Anyway, so I put down a whole bunch of stuff for this stuff. Mike had talked about and developed. So anyway, marvelous, wonderful. My dad turned 81 today. Woo, boy, that's a heck of a number. Of course, a few days ago, on the way back from the temple, I recorded a lot of stuff. As if I were a person to be making changes in the Aaronic priesthood. And it was interesting, because this had actually come from, I was doing a mission statement, and as part of doing a mission statement, and I'm not saying that I followed any kind of particular protocol for doing it, I decided to do a vision statement too. The vision statement was to, and I took it out, I probably need to put it back in, that I want to be a person considered for presiding bishop of the church. Now, that's not something you can aspire to particularly at all. But it could happen. I am a literal descendant of Aaron. As far as my family history, my documented family history records, I'm that person. Now they go, oh, but you're not the firstborn. And you're going, I know a lot of times in Scripture that's not terribly relevant. Joseph was not firstborn. Ephraim was not firstborn. Judah was not firstborn. Yet all these people are of great significance and leadership in the house of Israel, for instance. It doesn't matter. I'm one of these people. And I'm thinking about what to do. So, you know, I did all these things. The recasting, and I'm trying to bring it more in line with what I've read from Scripture about what the duties of the Aaronic priesthood are. My brother Joe, who is, if this is to go by the firstborn, is most certainly more, quote, qualified to be this kind of a person. He quotes long and often from an old book put out by somebody back in like the 50s that gave a long rambling treatise of why the Aaronic priesthood of the past is not relevant anymore, and how much better the youth Aaronic priesthood is, which is actually rather new. I don't think it has even celebrated its 100th anniversary. Anyway, so you can go back to that recording and hear what I said on the previous one. I don't know what else I've got to say on any of these subjects. This morning I listened to a very old talk by Dieter Effersdorf, an apostle. At the time, I think he was in the First Presidency. And he was talking about that when times get hard, when you're facing difficulties, compared it with turbulence, he compared it with tree rings, that when you're having a tough year, tough time, you should slow down. And he goes, you won't hear that from a lot of places. Some people will say that you need to speed up, go faster. Regardless, that was what he was talking about, and I have seen the virtue of this idea over time. Anyway, I don't think I have much more to talk about, so this is always a good time to stop. What I need to do is I need to rework my computer system to allow me to upload my recordings again. I recently made a change. I used to keep all this on my little bitty computer, my banana pie, and something happened to it. I have no idea what. I was able to move everything off and put it on my, not really my big computer, but on one of my fast ones. Everything's now running on that. Anyway, so I don't know why I got into that. Oh my gosh. Well, my other computers is currently running Coffee Mud, although it's not publicly accessible right now. And to be really honest, it requires more time than I currently have. Was true of several things in my life. I'm running, right now I've got a very static website. I've got the Gopher server, which is the big dump of most everything else. The little banana pie now has the testing version of Debian on it, which means it's really up to date. In fact, beyond up to date, it's vaguely unstable. It's using the next stable version, which hasn't been released yet. So I have figured out what on earth I want to do with that. It might be tempting. I'm just thinking of, you know, like some kind of private cloud server. That might be something I really want to use. I keep a lot of things on Google Drive. And that's just fine for a lot of different purposes. Having my own cloud, which is where I should put all my other stuff. Sometimes I have to dig around and find old tax forms, things that I don't really care about. I think I recently started putting them on Google Drive just because I want to be able to find them when I need them. I don't know. OneDrive might be good. It would probably do a good job of taking the place of my wiki. I've decided to use PMWiki, but I'm not really doing much with it. A lot of it's just hidden, which is not wiki behavior. Wikis mostly die because of as soon as they find your wiki, people will throw crap on it, will start pointing things toward it, and that's not a particularly good thing. So I think OwnCloud might do a better job of accomplishing what I've always traditionally used wiki to do. I'll have to see how that actually kind of works itself out. You have to know why things die. Now, things like OwnCloud kind of die in the presence of Microsoft Office 365, Google's workspace stuff. All that stuff kind of suffers under those circumstances. So, anyway, I might do that if I can get that rigged. And the little banana pie may become kind of a NAS-like thing. It's only got one SATA port, so it's a little bit weird to use that way. But it may not be bad. I don't need terabytes. I do not store a lot of junk that way. I'm not running the Internet Archive. The one time I think I was, and my gopher kind of reflects that. So anyway, that might be a good way to do things. I've always been using things for purposes for which they are not intended particularly. I use my blog primarily as a staging area for things. The problem is if it's something I'm just working on, I don't want it to be public, it's a really crappy place to do that. I'm really kind of an outline guy. And those died. Of course, you can do something akin to that with directories. And I think most people who are kind of that sort of people will do that. With a directory file structure. A lot of places have tried to get away from that. I don't know. Wikis can be kind of outline-ish. So I don't know if I'm really going to get rid of my wiki. I set it up. But really for my own use, I used to run it as my primary website. And I use an incredibly static website now for many things. The point that adding things to it is tricky. So it's tempting to go ahead and transfer all of my, but not, because transferring it back and forth, which I've done two or three times, is such a mind-bending activity that you just get tired of it. And you're going, I'm not doing anything new, I'm just doing the same old things. Well, anyway, so, I don't know. Don't go tearing stuff apart that you've got working. You know, I tend to tear stuff up and reform it when it breaks. Right now it's not breaking, so it's like, oh, well, I'm just going to hang with it. All right, this is good. Yeah. So, anyway. All right. I said I was going to stop this a while back, and I didn't. So let's stop it now.